share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Facebook user Leo Ko's post received attention after sharing about how his friend got pranked by a YouTuber to deliver food to a memorial park. On the 23rd of October, Leo shared a series of screenshots on Facebook that include the conversation of his friend, a food delivery rider, and a YouTuber named Jason. The conversation started with the YouTuber sending the location of the destination, which happened to be at a memorial park, and asked the rider to deliver food to a person there without disturbing him. He also transferred RM50 of delivery fees to the rider. Xian Zai de YouTuber Dao Lu Zhen de Xi Shen Thinking Face RM5000 GG Age Wo Pen Yu Yi Ke Yi Hong Meki Bai Yao Rang Wo Pen Yu Ku Fu Gui Shan Zhuang Hash Fu Gui Shan Zhuang Ni Hong La Hash La Ji YouTuber Number 5000 Kue Ju Ke Yi Wan Nong Ba Ren Hash Bai Jia Wai Mai Shao Gi Hash Shang Di Yao Chu Wo Dai Fa. Posted by Leo Ko on Saturday, October 23, 2021. After arriving at the memorial park, the rider got confused and asked, "Are you sure you gave the right location? Do you know where this is? What is happening?" With some videos of the place attached. The YouTuber then replied, "This is too funny. Bro. Do you mind being on YouTube? It's a prank," and added the laugh cry emoji. The rider got mad for being pranked and expressed his anger. Unexpectedly, the YouTuber then transferred another RM5000 to the rider to calm him down. "Please answer my call, we can talk, don't be angry," the YouTuber said, to which the rider replied with a long paragraph criticizing the YouTuber for bullying riders and creating inappropriate content. At the time of writing, the post has gotten 3.2k shares, with many netizens wanting the Chinese media news sites to report about this incident to educate the youngsters and put an end to this type of unhealthy trend for YouTube content. The comments, however, are vastly divided. Some are saying that the action of the YouTuber itself is wrong and disrespectful, while some say that the rider should stay silent if he had gladly kept the RM5000. This is the standard of YouTubers nowadays? This kind of people is immoral. God will handle them. Believe it's just a matter of time. Please learn to respect everyone. Respect every occupation. The society is sick, so what if you're rich if you don't know mutual respect? Did you return the 5000? If no, then you have no rights to scold people. I want to send the food. No problem, even if I send dozens of times. Let's see if he has the money or I have the time. Have you already taken the 5000? Besides, there are also netizens who doubt the entire incident, with evidence like the non-existent phone number, and the fact that the YouTuber has the personal bank account of the rider. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. Also read. Man in Japan arrested after sharing a video of him forcing his pet kitten to swim on social media. Source, Facebook, Leo Ko. Source, Facebook, Leo Ko. Source, Facebook. Source, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.